The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray Aviana Barrientos. I've got Jill Lane in studio and Stephanie Toops. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
And Stephanie's looking so lovely. Her hair is such a beautiful color.
It was the first thing I noticed.
It's like I don't even know how to describe it, but it's super cute.
It's rose gold.
Oh, there you go.
It's like a strawberry.
Now, Lexi, who's in Colorado right now smoking weed. No, I'm just joking.
Eating gummy bears. Special gummy bears.
No, she doesn't smoke. But anyway, I just had to say that because, you know, every time someone goes to Colorado,
that's immediately what you think.
You're going there and you're going to be high all weekend or whatever. But Rocky Mountain High is what I'm talking about.
Right.
You have to really watch the gear you buy from Colorado these days. We were in the my son got sick on the airplane, like barfed all over himself.
Oh, no, that stinks.
And we had to basically throw away all of his clothes. And he was wearing my husband's like under t-shirt. So the first thing we went into like the shop that sold, you know, like sweatshirts and stuff. Uh-huh. And we bought him like the first thing that was in his size. And we got back to where we were staying and it said like Mile High Country. Well, if you're from Colorado, like I am, Mile High Stadium is like the long-term endearment name of
Absolutely.
The Broncos Stadium.
Right.
It's something called something that's like Sports Authority Mile High now. But anyways, I'm like, oh, it's not like the way I would be thinking of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just a reference. It's like, no, it's the new, like you said, mm-hmm. how everybody knows Colorado now.
Right.
Mile High Country. I'm like,
right.
oh, great. Yeah. You can't wear that sweatshirt ever again.
Yeah, and you were born and raised in Colorado.
I was raised there. Technically, wasn't born there, but
you weren't
raised
born
there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's more important.
Right. So. I could claim it, but, you know, all of the natives would hunt me down if I said I wasn't actually born. I was born there and I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never good to, you know, misrepresent yourself.
Exactly.
On any
exactly.
But we've got a really great show coming up today. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster. He is continuing his conversation about the Roundup Chronicles, talking about glyphosate, because they say it different now. Glypho, how would he say it?
Glyphosate and glyphosate?
Phosphate, yeah. They you know, like aspartame and aspartame, tame, whatever.
Oh. Tomato, tomato.
I mean, I know it's funny. And Jill, you're going to be talking about preparing to succeed, what you have in your kitchen so you can actually achieve your health goals. And I know it says here that there's one little thing where is it? I read it somewhere. I'll find it. Anyway, I can't wait to talk with you about it. And Stephanie Toops, we're going to be talking about 10 top ways to detox your body every day. Love that, too. People don't understand how important it is to do some of the things that we're going to talk about, because your health is your health is absolutely your wealth. And I have to say, last night I was at the grand opening of Natural Grocers, and if I couldn't love them already, I love them even more. I took a tour of their new store, and they explained they have new standards. They've always had very high standards. You know that mm-hmm. because they're based out of Colorado, actually. That's where they started. Mm-hmm. And they're in Portland, so they're in our Portland market up there. And they're in, I forget how many states they're in. But anyway, this is what I love about Natural Grocers. And they're not paying for this, by the way. I just want people to know that if you're a true animal lover and you don't want to put anything in your mouth that the animal has been abused, they have very high standards. They won't put anything in their store that is attached to any type of animal abuse. They just hooked up with a new meat producer called 1,000 Hills, I think is the name of it. And I had a meatball last night. Don't drop dead.
Yes.
So I had a meatball. Listen to you, like, but it was an unabused. It was an, and here's what they do. They even have mobile. They have mobile like slaughterhouses now, so the animals don't have to be traumatized even through transport.
Huh.
Isn't that nice?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so like their eggs, they absolutely everything in their store has to be pasture raised, and this new beef is completely grass fed, grass finished, and slaughtered in a very humane way, so that animal never suffers. And so I think that's so important, you know, and they're not in these feedlots and all this stuff, and it doesn't hurt the environment. And then their dairy, same thing. The dairy, they don't have a huge dairy section because right. there's so few companies right. that meet the high standards mm-hmm. that they have. And of course, we talked about it yesterday. We had Dr. John
Clinthorne
on the show, and he's a PhD, really nice man. He was there last night as well. And anyway, so I love that like they were saying, you know, this movement in the country is really starting to get some, you know, some
I
roots.
Think it's picking up steam.
Yeah, it is picking up steam.
It's my primary grocery store for sure.
Me too. I go there 6 days a week.
I went there the other day and they were closed. Were they closed or not because they were reopening? Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe.
Yeah, cause
maybe.
I went to the one on Greenville and it was closed.
Did they have one on Greenville?
I thought so. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They might have one on Greenville. I don't. Are you? You might be
Trader
thinking
Joe's?
Trader Joe's
or Green Grocer. Are you thinking?
Oh
yes.
Okay.
They are closed.
I went to get some bone broth.
No, they reopened again. I thought
they weren't open on Monday.
Well, it's because you know what? You know what? All this mayhem is caused by the crazy rents that everybody's trying to charge here in Dallas, which is what put me out of business at Adrift.
Yeah.
But Adrift has been sold, by the way, and it will be reopening. So
Great news.
Bam. Yeah. So and a very dear friend of mine. Has purchased it and looking for a new location as we speak, right now, driving around Dallas.
I'm excited.
So all good stuff. And I have Maura Davies on the line here this morning. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. And I love you, Maura, and I love what we're talking about today. This hits very close to home, lost dog awareness. So let's talk about this.
And thank you so much, Bernadette. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful support and for your love and amazing things you do for animals.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you. And this is such an important topic because, you know, I think sometimes I think about this and people ask me from time to time, what should I do if my dog is lost or my cat is lost? And I think I forget sometimes that some people might keep the stuff in the back of their mind. Some people know what to do. And other people who maybe this is their first time to go through losing a pet, meaning the pet is physically elsewhere, it's hard. It's a crisis.
It is.
It's part of this planning that's so important to do beforehand.
It's one of my biggest fears. I think I would just die if I could. If I had. Well, it did happen to me with my cat Mittens got out, and I still can't find her. I think about her. You know, I still look for her, and I'm hoping someday she'll come back home. I think somebody picked her up and brought her inside because she was such a wonderful little cat. And but it is traumatizing to the whole family. It really is.
Yes, it is. It is, and there are several things that you can do from the simple to the fancy, and then I have a couple tips at the very end about what you can do in that instant where you're panicking and how to go immediately into action.
Okay.
But so the first thing you should do is make sure your pet always has up-to-date identification tags on a collar.
Yep.
All the time.
Well, listen to this. Yesterday, I took the two little strays that I picked up, the two little Shih Tzus that I got. I got them neutered. I got a heartworm check. You know, their shots, everything. They healed. I took them in and got them groomed yesterday. They're absolutely so darn cute. But listen to this. So I put their rabies tag on their collar, and it came off. One of them stayed on. One of it came off. So I have to get a hold of Dr. Jimmy Norris actually today and get another ID, but I had them microchipped too, Maura. So that's like your backup, right?
Perfect. That's the backup to the ID tag. Always, I say do both.
Absolutely.
It's just a teeny tiny device. It's like the size of a grain of rice. It's inserted between dog or cat's shoulder blades. I jokingly say husband, but no, don't do that. Just pets. And that code, there's a code on that little microchip that can be scanned by a veterinarian, by an animal shelter, animal control, animal care and control. And that access, that number will access your contact information. So even if nobody knows your pet, more people understand if you find a lost pet, take that pet to get that little dog or cat scanned for microchips. They can find their way home.
It's critical.
And then the fancy thing is the GPS locator tag. There are all kinds of different ones. That is the coolest thing. We use it with some of our pets who we know are escape artists.
Yeah.
And
I have it on my dogs. I bought it for Pretzel to get him to stop barking. So when he barks, I put it on and it makes a little noise and he starts looking all around like, "What's up? What's up?" And it makes him stop barking too. It's called the tile, right? The tile chip?
There is a tile chip. There's a bunch of others out on the market, and they're really cool. I mean, you can hook them up to an app on your phone, and it's an amazing peace of mind thing to have. But because if you don't have that, the options are get on social media, post about your dog, spread the word far and wide, use all your social networks, the ones that you think about. There's neighbors or neighborhood. There's one that will connect you to your neighbors. Make flyers, physical flyers. Have them printed. Put them around your neighborhood. Take them to your local animal care and control facility. Post them in animal shelters. And call animal care and control closest to you daily, and it's best to show up daily. I know that sounds a lot, but it can sometimes make the difference in your pet coming back to you, given certain circumstances. So there are these things you can do. Also, last thing, do not forget, if your pet's microchipped, call your microchip company, because they have lists, emails, text messages, et cetera, they can get out to the community and help have an army of people helping you look for your pet too.
Yeah, and keep your eye on them too. You know, you know, my niece that lost her precious dog that she rescued him too, of course. She's got like a 100 like me, but she never got him back. She put out a widespread. I've never seen anybody look for a dog more extensively than my niece did. And guess what she found out? She found out from another neighbor that another neighbor shot the dog. And killed it, and because they live way out in the country, you know, and it was they didn't want it in their yard, so they just shot and killed it. So, you know,
that's so awful.
Yeah, that's awful. So don't do that. Don't do that. Out there is listening that thinks that they might do that, don't do that. I mean,
that's a felony. So also don't.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, but you can't prove it. We can't prove it. So that's the thing. Otherwise, there would have been charges filed. But anyway, so keep your babies safe. You know, the moral of the story is try not to let them get out of your sight in the first place. Sometimes stuff happens, but just be extra careful, right?
Amen.
All right. Maura, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster coming up next. But you, when you dance, 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 feel the good creeping up on you, so just dance.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
One Life Radio. I love that song. How do you like it, Dr. Mike Fenster?
I think it's incredibly appropriate on the radio. We're going to chat more about pesticides. And
I know it. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Jill Lane, and Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. He is America's culinary interventionalist, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and the College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He is a board-certified cardiologist, author of the book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us, and How to Stop It, and his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available for order at chefdrmike.com. That's chefdrmike.com. I'm still jacked up from the music. I need to go rock out. I even have like rock and roll clothes on today, Dr. Fenster. I'm going to be wild tonight.
That sounds perfect, and I'm gonna push it over the edge with some more good news. So, Food Shaman, the latest book, will be released for sale on June 12th.
Nice. So June 12th. Can I pre-order on Amazon?
Yes. Not quite yet. If folks head over to Chef Dr. Mike, that's drmike.com. Get on the newsletter, and we'll let you know when it's available on Amazon. That's usually a couple weeks before the official release date, so probably sometime in May.
Well, and of course, the name of that book is The Food Shaman, right?
Food Shaman, the Art of Quantum Food.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about The Food Shaman's Guide to Elemental Eating, The Roundup Chronicles. Where would you like to begin?
Well, you know, last time we talked a little bit about what Roundup was, which I thought was very interesting, and understanding that, you know, it actually functioned, and they originally looked at it as a water softener, Monsanto did, gives an idea that, hey, this thing has, you know, what we call pleiotropic effects. It's not just acting at that one pathway that they sort of, you know, and I'm doing the whole kind of, you know, wax on, wax off kind of thing. Well, look over here. It just is this one thing, and that, you know, that's not found in vertebrates, so don't worry about it, when in fact it has, you know, a number of effects. And I think one of the other important things to understand about, you know, not just Roundup or glyphosate, but really any pesticide that we use, you know, in medicine we kind of we have a saying, and it's a truism, you know, the poison's in the dose. So, you know, one dose of a certain medication in a therapeutic range heals people. Too much of it, you know, kills you. Not enough, you might as well, you know, just be dribbling water on there, which free water and in too much of a quantity can also actually be detrimental. So I think it's kind of important to understand, you know, how much of this stuff we're using, especially over the last 10 years. I mean, it's
right.
Become a big, big problem.
It is a big problem. And you know, I was thinking, I don't have it in front of me, but this list of like cereals that have high levels of, you might remember, Stephanie, I think we actually talked about it with you, with the glyphosate in it. Is it right?
Yeah.
Even like Cheerios and stuff.
Yeah, anything that's got corn or wheat in it is going to have a lot of that. So like Cheerios, Corn Flakes, I mean, even a bunch of the sugar cereals, kids cereals, all of them are just really awful when it comes
to... Yeah, and here's the thing. I was having this discussion last night with a friend of mine that's a boy, and oh my gosh, now I can't remember what I was going to say. My brain
face
went...
Is red. You're blushing.
You're blushing.
She just turned red.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, what was I saying? Take over, Dr. Fenster.
Well, actually, the Cheerios data, I've seen that too. That does come. It comes from an independent lab study. I just think it's kind of fascinating, you know, if in fact that is verifiable. It was an independent lab, so it wasn't a government agency that did the testing. They did it on behest of someone else, so it's kind of a third-party sent out kind of testing. But certainly one can follow the logic. And one of the things I talk about in this Roundup monograph, which folks, again, if they're on the newsletter, it'll only be coming out to subscribers and friends, so I sent you one. But, for example, in Britain, they looked and they found that about 25% of the commercially available breads contained high levels of glyphosate.
Really?
So just buying the bread, you know, over in the UK, where they have a little higher use of the glyphosate as a desiccant in what's called green burn down or a ripening procedure. We use that a lot over here in the States. I'm actually in Louisiana when they process sugar cane down in Louisiana, and they have a big problem with it because, again, it's very popular in Central America where a lot of our sugar comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Finster, I was going to ask a question, but I think you just answered it. I was curious because everybody always talks about how they can go to Europe and they can eat more like gluten if they're gluten-free, et cetera, because mm-hmm. their stuff is quote-unquote non-GMO, organic. Maybe they're not using as much of those sorts of things like glyphosate and other pesticides. So you're saying they add it as a desiccant. It's not actually what's on the grains and it travels through into the product through that, that they're adding it as part of the processing?
No. So the desiccant, what they do, and it occurs in the U.S., primarily in North Dakota, some areas of South Dakota, and wheat that's grown in Canada. And so wheat, when you harvest it, you want it to be dry.
Right.
You want it dried out. So what they do is they spray the field with Roundup, with glyphosate, and so it kills everything, and thus the wheat dries out much more quickly. And that the use of that, it's actually an approved indication. So the farmers that are doing this are not violating any laws. And there's, you know, recommendations for following that. But what that does is there's supposed to be a wait period of at least 14 days from the time they spray it till they harvest it. But that, of course, leaves a lot of residual glyphosate, you know, on the wheat berries, et cetera, which makes it its way into the food chain mm-hmm. at higher concentrations than if you just used, you know, glyphosate as an herbicide at the beginning of planting versus at the end. Now, in the United States, there is technically not supposed to be any GMO wheat that is commercially produced, although as we all know and we've heard in the news, it's gotten out there into the wild, and, mm-hmm. and once it's out there, you can't really stop it. And there's a big push to develop now GMO variants of wheat. People are saying, well, you know, we can make it with gluten that doesn't really bother people. So, you know, they're really looking for ways to expand into the GMO market like they have with corn and soybeans and so forth. Because one of the things that I pointed out in the monograph, which is really interesting, we often think, well, you know, Monsanto's evil. They make all their money from selling all this Roundup. But where they really, really make their money is with these GMO plants. So mm-hmm. the more GMOs they can sell, you know, the bigger their profit margins. That's where the money's at.
Absolutely. And the money in it just makes me sick. And here's why. Here's what I couldn't. Yeah. Well, yes. Well, and I'm thinking about children. That's what I was going to say when I lost my mind a couple minutes ago. But what about the children and the high toxicity levels that they're carrying around if it's in their breakfast cereal, which I mean, I fed my babies little, I'm almost afraid to say the name again. I don't want to get a lawsuit or something, but you know, these
circles,
those little circle cereals. Yeah. Those little ones that make you cheery.
The ones that carry the heart healthy seal from the American Heart Association.
Well, because they feel healthy compared
to, saying, hey, eat this and be healthy.
Yeah. Well, what do you say to that? What about these little bodies that are carrying around all of the glyphosate?
Well, you know, it's an issue not only in the food we eat, but also just the environment. So they've had a problem with this in Hawaii, where they've been using a lot of pesticides on areas right around elementary schools. And, of course, the glyphosate bleeds over. It only takes a wind. Many good scientific papers showing that it gets in not only into the soil, but into the air, into the water. And, in fact, there is actually a Roundup formulation specifically to be used in aquaculture, which they've sprayed all over the Everglades. I think it's called Aquamaster or something.
What?
Yeah, so it gets right into our water supply. And now there's a couple of great folks, Patricia Ann and Vince Ann in Southern California that have written a book really looking at the issue down there, because obviously Orange County is a very heavy agricultural area, and so they use a lot of this stuff. They use a lot of glyphosate in almonds. It's on the nuts, and they use it in the orchards and vineyards, etc.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking,
there's been an issue with the kids there.
Well, and I'm thinking, maybe think of the almonds and the propylene glycine. What is it? It's a propylene dioxide. It's a very caustic gas that they use to fumigate mm-hmm. the almonds that I think they send them off, because this country is like consuming all almonds like at such a crazy rate. They can't keep up, and salmonella had set in, I guess, in the manufacturing process a couple of times. So they decided to gas them with this very noxious gas. And so unless you're buying organic almonds, you are consuming that, and you're also giving it to your children in their almond milk and everything. A lot of people don't know about it, but I believe they're still using that practice. Do you know anything about it, Dr. Fenster?
Well, I don't know the details more than what you've said about that, and I think you said it very well. But I think you bring up a great sort of general point, which is unless we really, and this is something I talk a lot about in the upcoming book, unless we are really diligent in our sourcing, you know, almonds, again, have another, you know, stamp from the American Heart Association. So does that brand of cereal, et cetera. We can really be, you know, led down a false path. With false security that, hey, these are great things. These things are great for health. I'm doing a wonderful job, when really we're ingesting a whole lot of stuff that we don't want. So we've really got to be diligent about this, because in the monograph, you know, it goes over and kind of tells you that unless you're buying things like organics, you know, in certain situations, and this is kind of where we started, in the right type of soil, the half-life of Roundup can be over 22 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, to give you an idea, if I spray Roundup today, I have to wait 9 half-lives until there's less than 1% of what I put down.
Wow.
So that's 9 times 22, and that means that I don't go in any of those following years and add more. And in recent years, we put down almost a pound of Roundup glyphosate-based herbicides per cultivatable acre of land in this country. It was
wow.
like 0.8 pounds. So almost a pound of this stuff for every acre where we grow food. That's not good.
It's not.
And we're adding it in almost like, I think it's well over 50% of all the glyphosate that we've used since it was introduced in the 70s has been deployed over the last decade.
Wow. And let's not even talk about the fact that you can go to those big box stores today and buy yourself a gallon and just spray it around your backyard and just breathe it in
correct.
If the wind blows correctly.
Oh my gosh, we've got to clean up the mess that we've made, for sure. And we need to call big companies out like that and what they're doing to the earth, what they're doing to us, and what they're doing to our children. Dr. Fenster, we'll talk more about this next week. Thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. I've got Stephanie Toops and Jill Lane coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit, In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. We're going to let this play for a second. This is a great song. Makes me want to go do some two-stepping tonight and go back to Fort Worth. I was in Fort Worth, Texas last night. I love, you know, Fort Worth looks like Dallas used to look before we blew up.
Yeah.
You know, and I said to somebody this morning that Dallas and Fort Worth are just going to become like one big blob, you know, that it's going to fill in between because there's so many people moving here right now.
Yeah.
It's like a bust again from the 80s.
It's like hundreds of people a day.
Yeah,
my husband knows.
Is.
It's like 400 to 600 people a day.
Yeah, I know. It's
blowing
up.
All the big corporates and that are headquartering
here.
Well,
you know, it's a great place to do business for a lot
of
reasons. And one of the main reasons is, of course, the taxes. There's not as much regulation in Texas, which can be good and bad. So, you know, as long as everybody's doing the right thing, that's a good thing. So, but welcome back to One Life Radio from Dallas, Texas. And we've got Jill Lane in studio. We're running short on time. I hate this because this is such good information that Stephanie and Jill need to get out. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. It's a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. That's Team Fueling Champions. And fuelingchampions.org is her website. So, Jill, what do you say to people that they make this one common fatal mistake when they set out to create a change in their health? What is this fatal mistake?
That they don't change anything about their surroundings. So they say, I want to get trim. I want to make more money. But they don't, they stay comfortable. They don't change their surroundings.
Meaning what? Like their furniture?
They don't set up their environment for success. And so if I say, okay, I want to lose some body fat this year. Okay, great. The next day, the first thing you should be doing, or that day, is going to the heart of where you spend most of your time, whether it's your home or your office, and saying, what do I need to have here to be successful? And then installing that stuff. So a water bottle, you know, better food choices, cleaning out your pantry, getting all the crap out of your freezer that you know you shouldn't be eating. They just leave it all there. And then in a moment of weakness, like all of us, we don't make good choices.
Right.
When we're stressed and tired and that ice cream is in the freezer, we're not going to not eat it.
Right.
And so if you really want to have long-term success, you don't keep the enemies around you. Whether, and we'll get to like more than food in a minute, but I teach people, listen, you have to set up your environment for success. And so, you know, I put up on my Instagram, just this short list of making sure I have like a staple. I'm sure, you know, we were talking about grocery shopping at the beginning of the show. I have like a staple list that every week there's like 20 things I know I need in my house from, you know, we were talking about almonds, like, you know, or certain things that in a moment's notice, if the day runs short or
you've
time
always
is
got
on,
a meal.
You have something there. Because if you don't set yourself up for success, you will fail.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, this is not like about being perfect. In my business, I say it's about consistency, not perfection. But if you want to have long-term success, then you have to set up your environment to support that.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a fancy dinner. I mean, I make sometimes just like these potatoes that I make and then like broccoli and peas and carrots. And we might not have meat or we'll have the veggie meat or whatever. But as long as you've got three things, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, making dinner for kids, which we all have children. And because that's, you know, feeding them properly is so important. It's part of, I consider it one of the most important things that I do.
Yeah, I mean, I have one shelf in my freezer that's always dedicated to just frozen vegetables because they're so easy to heat up. And frozen vegetables are as nutritious, if not more nutritious, because they're often picked and fresh frozen at the site of picking, that are just organic, you know, with no seasonings or salt or anything in them. And so there's just, here's a couple like takeaways. So one, you know, I like people to have all the good kitchen gadgets because it helps you shave time. So like good knives and good cutting boards and, you know, a toaster oven so you don't have to use the microwave and like different things like that to cut time down.
Tell people about the microwave because people don't believe me when I tell them how bad the microwave is. They think I'm just a nut.
I won't go crazy on it, but it's like the stuff Dr. Finster was talking about. And like I said to somebody yesterday when we were talking about plastic water bottles, I said, I don't want to become part of the statistics of a long-term study that we don't find out for another 5, 10, or 20 years we shouldn't have been doing. And if people don't think that happens, just look at what happened with eggs. They're so bad for you. They cause heart disease, blah, blah. Oh, a few years later, oh, never mind that. Yep. We were wrong.
Yep.
And so it happens. Science is so early. It takes years sometimes to pan this out.
We don't know. Science is motivated by greed half the time, so you can't trust it.
And science isn't always accurate. It's very flawed. Any scientist who doesn't admit that is not telling the truth to you. It's very hard to conduct real human studies on anything, drugs, nutrition, you know, the toxins we were just talking about sprayed on our food. They just started fumigating those nuts. They don't really know what it's going to do to us in 10 years if we eat a handful of nuts every day.
Well, and look at the amount of almonds that Americans are consuming now. And that's where the problem lies. And like you said, Stephanie, you know, we will, okay, coconuts are good for you. Everybody goes cocoa or cuckoo for coconuts, you know, and then it's almond milk and then it's this and it's that, whatever's trending because everybody's searching for that magic bullet. And as you said, Jill, it's not that hard.
Well, as soon, you know, I don't always like to figure out, I don't always like to focus on what we shouldn't be doing. You know, we've talked about sugar and all that. And I'd rather focus on what we should be doing, like eating more vegetables, drinking more water, exercising, having a positive mindset. But we can do ourselves some help if we look and read labels and avoid like 5 or 6 things. And I can rattle them off really quick.
Them.
So partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oil. I mean, I think if you haven't heard of trans fats
in
2018, then you really haven't been paying attention.
And that would include canola oil?
If it's partially hydrogenated, or it says hydrogenated on the label.
But even if and we have this discussion all the
time. No, because here's what makes something hydrogenated. It's they have to chemically alter a liquid to a partial solid or a solid.
And but so, canola oil is genetically modified.
Yeah, but it's different. That's a different discussion.
Okay.
So technically.
But like margarine, like would be like an example.
Right.
Or
yeah,
Crisco
and it's,
or
so
something.
It's mostly found in like baked goods, you know, like they put all that
cheap
stuff.
Oil.
It's
cheap
and it makes things taste really good.
Yep.
And it makes them shelf stable for a long time, which equals not fresh. And so just read for those words. I mean, even on, and if you think this is crazy and this is a foo-foo show, you can, the American Heart Association, the CDC will tell you it raises cholesterol, raises LDLs, lowers HDLs, increases your risk for stroke, that it's crazy that we could cut out 10 to 20,000 heart attacks a year if you didn't eat trans fats. And so it's powerful. Just read labels. We were talking about kids. Heart disease starts when you're a kid.
Right.
It takes that long to lay those plaques to cause a problem where now you have an occlusion in your artery. It doesn't start last year or yesterday.
Right.
And so it matters that you read labels for your kids. Teach your kids to read labels. So partially hydrogenated oils, high fructose corn syrup. You've talked about it a ton on this show. It's just a cheap form that our liver, a cheap form of sugar that our liver has a really hard time metabolizing. Definitely, definitely. They did a study that people didn't drink any high fructose corn syrup. And then three other groups drank different levels of it. And all three groups that consumed it in a 2-week time, they had elevated triglycerides, which basically means they were on the way to being pre-diabetic in 2 weeks' time. And it was only the equivalent of them drinking half a can of soda 3 times a day.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how little it takes to influence your metabolism in a negative way. So people are like, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And our kids are drinking sodas like it's Kool-Aid. And now Kool-Aid and other things like that have it in there too. Just read the label. High fructose corn syrup. Don't buy it. The other one is artificial sweeteners, the pink, yellow, and blue packets. Forget it. Use stevia. Use xylitol. You know, I don't want people to go crazy with honey and all that stuff because I do think we should watch our sugar, but I would rather you use that than the pink, yellow, or blue packets.
All right. You're a powerhouse. Keep going.
Food colorings. I mean, this is how I teach it. It's on the handout. You wouldn't eat paint, would you?
No.
So why would you eat paint in your food?
Or give it to your kids.
Yeah. And we'll talk, we're going to talk some next week just about what that actually can do to you, especially if you have some metabolic, genetic metabolic disturbances in your liver where you can't even metabolize the stuff effectively, what that means. And then last is just MSG, monosodium glutamate on the label. It basically tricks your brain into thinking you're enjoying the experience of eating that food and that you want more. And I recently found out that one of my family's favorite hamburger places, they have this whatever, you know, cool stuff that they shake on their fries. Mm-hmm. It's the second ingredient.
Oh,
I about freaked out.
Yeah, because I thought nothing had that anymore.
We love the French fries here. So you would think, to your point, something that, people know. This isn't,
What's it called? A neuroexciter or something?
Excitotoxin.
Excitotoxin. Oh, wow. You're a powerhouse. Can't wait till next week.
Read labels, people. It matters. Teach your kids to read labels. This stuff bioaccumulates in you just like it does in our foods. You can make a difference. In 2 weeks' time, look at those studies with your health.
Jolene, the rock star. So good to have you back in studio. We've got lots more coming up. Stephanie Toops is going to be talking about top 10 ways to detoxify your body every day. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Berrientos. I've got powerhouse Jolene and Stephanie Toops in the studio with me. I want to let everyone know before we get to Stephanie's segment that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors. They would be very proud of the content that we're putting out today because they're like-minded companies. These are great companies that want you healthy as well, like Paleo Magazine. Sun Warrior is such a fine company. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, good old Squatty Potty, and Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp and Crazy Water. And the Well-Being Journal is going to be added to that list here very soon. I'm very proud to say that they are partnering with us as well. And so Stephanie Toops, this woman, I love her too. She's so smart. She's a powerhouse as well. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. Stephanie spent the first half of her career working in an intense and fast-paced environment, first as an energy trader and then as a financial and accounting executive. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M. She is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Stephanie Toops. I feel like it's a dating game.
It's amazing.
I know, right? And I'm energized today. And I think it's because I've been doing a little detoxing myself. So, you know, top 10 ways to detoxify your body every day, Stephanie. What do you want our listeners to know?
Well, I love this with what Jill just talked about, because a lot of the things that we do put in our bodies and on our bodies bioaccumulate. And so, you know, detoxing is incredibly important as we, you know, work on cleaning up our environment, cleaning up what we're putting in our bodies. And so, you know, one of the best things that you can do is drink water. And I think we hear that all the time.
We hear it. We talked about it even yesterday. And, yeah. I myself don't drink enough water. Even having it pounded in my head, I still struggle with it.
I'll give a quick tip, because this happens with almost everybody I work with. Find the way you like to drink. So buy a stainless steel or a glass container that you carry around with you. I know some of you'll get to this, and make sure it has a top that you like to drink out. For instance, I don't like wide mouth tops. Okay. I don't drink as much water out of a top where there's an opening because I spill all over myself.
Yeah. Yep.
But if it has a straw top or a tiny little hole I can drink out of, I drink more water.
Yep.
So buy a container that has the drinking style on the top, is a sports top, whatever it is.
I do like a straw.
I like a straw too.
Find your style and stick with it.
I love that.
Yeah, but straws cause wrinkles.
Well, but you could do a stainless steel, and stainless steel straws are what you would want to do. But you know, they do those little lippy.
Yeah, see, and I don't have those little lippy things. See how nice my lips look? I don't have any.
But maybe
lines.
A sport top would be a little wider. I don't know. But I agree with you, because you know, I always spill those big ones too when it drives
me crazy. The ice comes down,
it
gets all over my shirt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mess.
Well, so, okay, so what else? Start your day with lemon water?
Yeah, so along with the water, you can start with lemon water. So you can squeeze a fresh lemon, and you have it on your staple list, like Jill talked about. You buy that every week, and you squeeze a fresh lemon in your drink. Or you can do one drop of essential oil. Like if you're going to keep it at your desk, maybe you keep the essential oil in your office, and you have that fresh lemon at home just to make sure that you cover all your bases. But yes, starting with lemon water is a natural detoxifier for the body.
And it makes you happy.
You
I heard that lemons make you happy.
Well,
have you read that?
I mean, that's
the
great.
The smell of the lemon makes you happy. Back to the essential oil.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I love that you say this, Stephanie, that it sets off that chain reaction of that, you know what? I'm doing something for myself today. I love that you say that, because that is so important. There's so much
self-care.
So much in that.
First thing, it gets you into it. First thing in the morning, and it sets you up for success, like you said. Setting yourself up for success.
Okay,
for the
I'm going to do it, doggone it. I'm going sippy cup shopping today. But I like that with the lemon, because it makes it taste better, too.
Yep.
So, okay, what else you got?
So oil pulling is next. I love oil pulling. We did a whole show on this one time,
yes,
but I'll just talk about it quick. That's coconut oil is great. You swish it around in your mouth. Don't spit it in your sink. Make sure you spit it in the trash. It'll clog up your pipes. But that's also going to detoxify your mouth. It's going to pull germs out from underneath your gums, and it's a really great detoxifier for your mouth natural.
I brush my teeth with coconut oil every morning now. I have like a little scoopy thing, put it on my toothpaste. I keep it right on my counter. It's cheap. It's healthy. And my breath smells really good afterwards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's a natural antibacterial, so it's a great thing to use.
Diamond has a question.
Hi, quick question. Oil pulling, how long do you swish it in your mouth for, and how often are you supposed to do it?
And don't swallow, okay?
Yeah, don't swallow. that was our problem from the last show. It's recommended 10 to 15 minutes. It will make you crazy. So you'll start.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a really long time to do it. If you can make it 5, I'll give you big high fives. So, and don't start with a lot. Start with like a teaspoon, just a very little bit, because as you're swishing it in your mouth is going to start to salivate, and that's going to grow. And so let's start with 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yep. And you can do it up to you can do it every day, but, a couple times a week would be a good start.
And start out with brushing your teeth with that, and then just kind of leave it in your mouth and swish it around. That's what I do.
Yep.
So what else have you got?
Tongue scraping. I love this one, and I don't have on this list, but tongue scraping is kind of like dry brushing to me. Like, it's a really, it's just a really great energizer for your body. So
is
I love both of these. Yes.
And I've never done it. I gag.
Yeah.
Same.
I think I put the puller thing or whatever it is. Like, when you
too far back?
Yeah. Too far back. And I'm like,
So you can, I'll give you a pass on that one, but that one, maybe try the dry brushing, because dry brushing is amazing too. I love both of those things.
Listen, if you're listening and you suffer from bad breath, oil pulling and tongue scraping. Not that it's also probably not a digestive issue, you need to get that squared out, but I'll tell you what. Those
big
two.
Deals. And I make my kids brush their tongues. Like, that's the biggest thing. When you're done, you brush your tongue, like, for sure. But tongue scraping is a big deal. Eating more organic green and leafy vegetables, that's one of the biggest things. Everybody
Natural
always
grocer.
eat your veggies. And it's super, super, super important getting those veggies in. So try to get all those servings in. Adding prebiotics. I know everybody talks about probiotics, which are great as well. But eating things on the front end, like sauerkraut or kimchi or anything like a kombucha, anything that's going to have like some of that fermented foods on the front end, that's really great for you. We already talked about this today, but eating organic pastured meats, dairy and produce instead of conventional, making sure that you're doing grass-finished, grass-fed, humane
it
dairy,
is important.
All those things, very incredibly important.
Well, and I'm going to give another shout out to this producer of meat, 1000 Hills, 100% grass-fed finished. They're on grass their whole entire life, and now they sell it at Natural Grocer. They've switched it to this company. Like I said, they're not paying for this. I've been going there for years. You go there, Jill, it's an excellent grocery store, and there's, parts of the country that we're in that they don't have them. But if you do, like in Portland and in Texas and Colorado, they're not on the East Coast yet, but it's an excellent company. And it was founded by a woman, Margaret is her first name. I'm trying to think of her last name, who basically wanted to get her family healthy and get America educated, or just her small community initially. But it's a great story. So continue on. So how do I continue to detox my body, my mind, and my life?
Trying something like chlorophyll or spirulina in a smoothie or green smoothies. So there's evidence that that'll bind to heavy metals and toxins and pull them out of your body. So that would just be a supplement that you could add to something that you're drinking or having on a daily basis. Doing detoxifying teas, like a lemon tea, or including chia or milk thistle or garlic. Garlic is another antibacterial and detoxifier. Mm-hmm. So adding that into your routine is a really, really great way to.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize.
No, of course.
I got excited because it said unplug during a meal.
Is
that?
That's my last one. This is one that I really love, and I think it's so important, because I think when we talk about toxicity, we get hung up on food and products and all those things, and that's what I tend to talk a lot about. But just the sheer amount of information that's coming at us at all times. I think this generation is so overloaded with phones and email and TVs and
Absolutely. All
of the things that are constantly just bombarding us. So taking some time, setting some time aside with your family, with your kids, for your meal times, whatever it may be, and unplugging, putting your phone away. At night, turning off your Wi-Fi systems in your house, just dimmers on light switches can be incredibly just dysfunctional for the house. So just looking at those types of things.
Well, and I'm going to give a shout out for Epsom salt here, because it's one of the most natural detoxifiers, and the price has gone up a lot because the demand has, but it's such a great thing to throw a couple of cups into a bathtub and get your magnesium and detox your body, your inflammation, increase your circulation, all those things that help detox your body. Stephanie, thank you so much. And Jill, you guys rock.
It was a great show.
I hope everyone out there enjoyed it. We always enjoy doing it. Another shout out for our sponsors, because they bring this programming to you, like Charlotte's Web, Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, Squatty Potty, Crazy Water, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You know what, everyone? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and rock it.